Explain Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
We'll come back to all the nonsense after this, but let's take 3 serious minutes this afternoon and just find out what's going on with the water situation. Because as usual, Roseanne McKenzie knows all about this and she's well prepared. And I'm Jon Snow, sitting here, I know nothing.
Yeah, maar die ding is, hoe moet ek my kinders bad en hoe moet ek...
That's a good point.
You see, so that's important to know what's happening.
I just threatened to come to work smelly.
Yes, exactly.
It's much easier in my life. I'll be honest, guys. The first time I heard about this water situation shutdown thing that is starting tonight at 7, I think.
Tonight at 7 until Friday at 5.
Was yesterday when we were doing this show. Hey. I am so unprepared. I have no idea if my suburb is affected. I have no idea how long it might be out. I have no idea if I should have gone to go and buy some water by this stage. I don't know. Blykbaar are tankers and goed. What's the story?
Yeah, so the thing is that the maintenance work is starting tonight at 7 until Friday at 5. And this is being done by Rand Water to fix issues with the Hurst Hill system. Each time there's water issues, we keep hearing Hurst Hill and those areas that don't have water. So that has to be fixed. But this, so obviously the reservoirs will be filled prior to this. We are going to run out of water eventually in those reservoirs. And then Joburg Water, which now has to manage the water in the city, says it could take as long as 14 days afterwards for supply to stabilize fully.
My vraag is, hierdie is nou 'n groot instandhoudingsprojek. Is dit nie moontlik om dit liewer bietjies te doen nie, as om nou dat die hele bevolking van groot dele van Johannesburg nou sonder water moet sit dalk?
Ja, so die aard van hierdie werk is hulle moet 'n groot onderbreking doen en hulle het dit al van tevore uitgestel. Toe daar die laaste keer so verskriklik waterprobleme was in Johannesburg met die hospitale geaffekteer, toe hulle net herstel het, toe sê die inwoners, kan ons net so bietjie aanhou met hierdie, want ons moet net eers herstel van daardie probleme. So dit is klaar uitgestel, dit moet gedoen word. Quite frankly, there's not going to be a good time. Ja. But so there are fixed mobile tankers being placed at old age homes, at schools, at clinics. I know, for example, of elderly people in Joburg, that they're not strong enough to now go and fetch water at a mobile point. So the schools, the hospitals, the clinics, the old age homes will have water brought to them, essentially. And then there will be mobile tankers that will be moving across these areas, and they will stay after Friday, because after Friday you might slowly start seeing water recovering, but it's going to be the same pattern of higher lying areas are going to have to wait longer.
Okay, so this is, and you're saying, I mean, I'm assuming it's not going to take all 14 days. They'll throw a worst case scenario out
there.
Yeah, sure. Hulle moet hulle self beskerm teen oor is al 13 dae en my water is terug nie. So yeah. Worst case, definitely.
But so this is, work is going to go on until Friday, and then it could be days after that until full supply is restored to everyone. I'm badly underprepared.
Yeah, unfortunately you are. So like Joburg Water has actually advised that people start stockpiling some water and keeping water, you know, somewhere for use from Sunday past. And yes, Rob, you personally are being affected. I checked.
Oh, really? But yeah, thanks, Christelle.
Yeah, anytime. And there are some shops already saying that they're running out of water in terms of if you want to buy. So...
Okay.
Yeah. But okay. Look, if your episode starts tonight at 7, I would, for example, recommend things like fill up a bathtub with water so that you can at least flush the loos. You can always boil that water. We realize it's cold. There's never going to be a good time to do this. But I think now you still have a small gap to do what you need to. The water supply won't disappear immediately.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's as the reservoirs become depleted.
As people use and the reservoirs empty. Okay, also, please don't be one of those people washing your car or watering your lawn.
Or filling up your
swimming pool. When you get home. Turn your automated sprinkler off at the DV board. I don't know how these things work. Don't.
Mac had a water problem last week as well, because Centurion didn't have water and apparently he bought lots of ice to put in his toilet, so maybe you could ask him for some of that.
Bags of ice.
He bought all the ice in Centurion.
Okay. So we were saying this on the radio, Joe. Well, you were supposed to keep this for me.
No, but you can buy it in Midrand, because Midrand people have water.
Oh, that's true. Okay, we can go to other areas and buy all their ice. Dan gaan almal se vuil coke warm wees hier.
And you can also go to the blog, where you will find information about where the tankers will be, which areas are affected. All of it is on our blog.
Christelle's put all of that up.
Yes.
Look how clever. If you want a list of where the tankers will be, dankie Stella, ons waardeer vir jou.
Sure thing.
I'm badly prepared, but I'm going to come and buy all the ice.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.